Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, October 20th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start today's update with some tough injury news in Baltimore, where 2019 first-team All-Pro tackle Ronnie Stanley's season has been cut short for the second straight year. The timeline here is rough for the Ravens. If you remember, Baltimore made him the league's richest offensive lineman in late October of 2020, only for him to suffer a season-ending ankle injury 2 days later. Stanley only played one game in 2021 before now needing surgery to repair the ankle. In a statement, Stanley said, "This is not what I wanted or expected when coming into the season. Throughout the last year, I did everything I could to be 100% healthy so I could be out there playing for our team and city. As a competitor, I have a mindset of sacrificing my body for my brothers and my team to reach our goals. At this point in time, my ankle isn't where it should be." That marks now 16 players on injured reserve for the Ravens in 2021. Yet, at 5-1, they stand alone on top of the AFC. That injured reserve list includes two running backs, so with that in mind, the Ravens added Le'Veon Bell to their 53-man roster on Tuesday. Next up for the Ravens are the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. The Houston Texans officially released longtime defensive lineman Whitney Mercilus on Tuesday. "There aren't many players in franchise history who have impacted our organization and community the way Whitney Mercilus has," said Texans owner Cal McNair in a statement. "I can recall a number of times over the last 10 seasons where he stepped up for us on the field with a sack or big play in a crucial moment, but it was his unique connection with the Houston community that made him one of the most popular players in franchise history. Our fan base gravitated to Whitney from day one, and he always found ways to give back and serve through his foundation and culinary work. My family and the entire organization will always consider Whitney a Texan." Mercilus met with reporters shortly after the news became official.
"For me, it's just, as they said, it's a mutual thing where we're just parting ways. And so, I'm just looking forward to what's next. The biggest thing, I'm just appreciative of just not learning through Twitter or through Facebook or something like that, and then getting a call. And as far as being able to look me in the eye and just tell me exactly what it is. And so I appreciate it. Nick Cully was there as well, too. So I sat down, we just talked. As far as, what direction both of us wanted to go and all that. So it's cool, man. As far as it goes, being with a team that has a chance to make it to the playoffs, to make it to the Super Bowl, to be with a contender, honestly. That's the direction that I want to go. Get a chance to, as I'm on the back half of my career, put the cherry on top, honestly.
So there you go. Whitney Mercilus coming to a defensive line needy contender near you. It's the Denver Broncos visiting the Cleveland Browns tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football, and we have some updates on that front. Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is expected to play as he deals with his foot injury, and Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says he will play despite that crazy shoulder injury. Both quarterbacks were officially limited on Tuesday. The Browns will be down to running back D'Ernest Johnson and practice squad back John Kelly on Thursday night. As running backs Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb will not be available, Hunt was sent to injured reserve and Chubb has already been ruled out for the game. Wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. dealing with a shoulder injury. He did not practice on Tuesday, so we'll see about Thursday night. The Browns starting tackles Jedrick Wills and Jack Conklin were also out of practice after missing last game. So it seems like they might also miss Thursday night. Broncos Browns, the battle of the banged up, only on Thursday night football. Let's finish off your Wednesday with our usual speed round. An old name has emerged in New Orleans. Running back Lamar Miller signed to the Saints practice squad. Miller had been cut by the Washington football team in mid-August. He really hasn't been the same since tearing that ACL before the 2019 season, and he has seen stops in New England and Chicago in addition to Washington. Now in New Orleans. Some other news in New Orleans: the Saints designated linebacker Quan Alexander, defensive end Marcus Davenport, and wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith to return from injured reserve. Off their bye, New Orleans visits the Seattle Seahawks this week. The Tennessee Titans had a pair of players suffer torn ACLs on Monday Night Football: rookie first-round cornerback Caleb Farley, as well as wide receiver Cameron Batson. Wide receiver Julio Jones is day-to-day with his hamstring injury that had him out of the game on Monday Night Football, and left tackle Taylor Lewan is likely to enter the concussion protocol. Also from Monday Night Football, on the other side, Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox broke a bone in his hand. The Bills are hoping he won't miss much time. Continuing with injuries, the Indianapolis Colts placed wide receiver Paris Campbell on injured reserve, and staying in the AFC South, the Jacksonville Jaguars kicked kicker Josh Lambeau to the curb. Just as it's time for me to kick you to the curb. That was harsh, but that's it. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, October 20th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.